T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Actually, not Scoot. Todd Manessis in for Scoot today. Scoot has the day off. 504-260-1870 is our number to call. Or you can text us at 870-870. We started off the first hour of the show talking about negative campaign ads. Do negative campaign ads have an impact on your vote? That is our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. You can cast your vote right now at WWL.com. Right now, it's still about 60-40. No, 60 no, 40 yes. And as we said, that's been changing just about all day long. It's been going up and down. At one point, it was like 80% no and 70% no. So more of you are admitting that they do affect you when it comes to ads. Let's see. Also, talking about the weather, are you a hot or a cold weather fan? A lot of people are reacting to the weather today, as we have the Arctic blast hitting our area, sending temperatures plummeting overnight tonight. If you're on the North Shore, where I live, this morning, early morning and through this morning, the winds were just incredible, blowing that cold air in, trees bending over, and it was crazy. It finally felt like fall with all the weather coming through, and I love the cold weather. And I know a lot of people that do not, that live here because they don't like cold weather. I used to joke with my family and with my wife that, before I was born, when I was heading down here, God asked, where'd you want to go? And I said, I wanted to go someplace cool. I think he misunderstood me and sent me to New Orleans because it's cool, not cool in temperature. That's what I was talking about, because I really do not like the heat. I prefer cooler weather and cold weather, to be exact. But a lot of people do not. 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. Give us your thoughts on that. Some of the texts coming in about the campaign ads. Run a negative ad and you'll lose my vote, someone says. Someone else says, I always wonder about someone that considers his strongest asset is someone else's weakness. Let's see here. Someone commenting on my comment before the hour about not agreeing with Scoot on many things in fashion. Someone says, discussing fashion with Scoot is like discussing Mardi Gras fashion. There is no fashion when it comes to Scoot, but you gotta love him. All right. And someone else says, correction on my comment, West Point alumni across the state and country refuted and expressed offense to Rasponi's comments. Let's get back to the phones. Let's see, to Mike in Metairie. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling WWL.
No problem. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it, Doc. What I found funny about the previous caller when I was complaining about bias, this guy is pretty much the epitome of bias that defends the attack on somebody's military service for their own political gains. Mm-hmm. When you bring up the fact of, the House and Senate and the state being controlled by Republicans and the tax cuts were, and he just had to find a way to crawfish out of that. Mm-hmm. So his political bias was evident as he's complaining about your bias. So I understand how you got hot about it. But when I hear those type of things, these attack on people's political service for politics, that's what gets me hot. You know, you can believe that John McCain was a rhino or another Trumper. Trump ran in 2016. John McCain served in 1960-something. When he was in that camp and came out of it, that he can no longer raise his arm above his head because of the torture he received, he had no idea what he was going to be in 2016. When Viderman did not know that he was going to be on a Ukraine phone call when he took shrapnel in his body and it's still in there. John Bel Edwards didn't know he was going to run for governor when he served. And all three of those men could have very easily never returned home. It is disgusting when they do that about people's service. And that guy, forget about his bias, but when you find when you find the capability to defend those type of comments against somebody who's willing to give their lives for your country, you have no right to call and complain about bias.
Mike, I think you said it very well. I think as far as the text I'm getting, a lot of people are agreeing with you on that as far as attacking a military record.
Somebody could run in 10 years from now as a socialist Democrat and could be in a wheelchair because they lost their legs in the service. You might not like their politics, but you don't disrespect for what they did for your country. Never.
Got you. Mike, I thank you for the call.
No problem.
All right. Thank you for the comments. 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. Someone says, I like it when it is cold, but I do not like to be cold. Okay. I don't see how the two go hand in hand. Let's see. Let's get back to the phones to Everett in Slidell. Hey, Everett, thanks for calling WWL.
Yeah. And by the way, how much taxes did they raise? How much and what sort of tax was raised? That's a question I have for that idiot that called in a while ago.
Okay.
And why in the hell didn't John Bell veto those taxes if they're so bad? And why was it paid to raise school teachers' pay, which have been low, and the grades in Louisiana have been terrible?
Yeah. Everett, I tell you, you know, a lot of those things have been in the state for a while as far as the education and grades and so forth. It's been steadily going down. We've yet to turn those things around, and that's something that we've all got to work on. Now, as far as why he didn't veto anything that came through, well, if they probably had the votes to override it, or maybe they convinced him that it needed to be done because the state budget was down. You know, there are all sorts of things that come into play with that. And I can't answer it because I'm not John Bell Edwards. I'm not going to speculate what he may have thought or why he did something. That's up for you, the voters, to figure out and to decide how you're going to go forward with that. But yes, it did go through the legislature first, and they all voted for it and sent it to his desk. All right, let's see here. Let's get back to the phones to Alice in Carrollton. Hey, Alice, thanks for calling WWL.
Hello, young man. How are you today? I enjoyed your program.
Well, thank you.
But sometimes I like to listen to stuff, and it teaches, mm-hmm. and we have teachable moments, and I thought about it. And I don't want to get religious or anything, but I was in Ecclesiastic, and I just was thinking about, we have so much outrage about negative ads.
Mm-hmm.
But do we ever think about, Todd, how we do the same thing, but on a different level? We gossip about everybody. We talk about our friends. We talk about this one. It's no different. Only difference is that we're not running for office.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we are. We're in a, what would you call it? As we give ourselves to Christ, we're in audition. But we sit back and talk about how outraged we are by negative conversations to two candidates. But then, we, like I said, we do the same thing, baby.
You know, Alice, you may have hit on something here. Do you think that's why these ads actually do work and nobody wants to admit it, just like people like to listen to gossip but don't admit that they do?
Exactly. And why we like these reality shows,
mm-hmm.
Why we like all the stuff that comes on TV, because we are no different than the politician that we elect, because we'll ignore truth. And truth has become irrelevant. Facts has become irrelevant because we're in a herd, as mm-hmm. Garland Robinette used to say. And we should reflect on us
mm-hmm.
and see how many times a day or how many times a week do we get on that phone or on that little thing we call internet or whatever, and we backbite and talk about each other. That's just a food for thought. And if anyone want to look, go to, it's only 12 chapters of Ecclesiastic, and Solomon wrote this, and also Proverbs. It's very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alice. Thanks for calling, 504-260-1870, or you could text us at 870-870. We'll take a break right here. Got some more texts coming in, people talking about cold weather. Someone say, love the cold. It's the best cleaning weather. I like the cold, but it makes my bone spurs hurt. Someone else says, cold weather all the way. I'm from NOLA, but lived in the Northeast for 12 years, and it was so nice to have four seasons, able to wear your winter attire also. We'll be right back. It's Todd in for Scoot on WWL. And welcome back to WWL. Todd Manessa's in for Scoot. What is this? Okay. Never heard it before. It's pretty cool. All right. Ian Hoke playing musical director today. Here are some of the texts that are coming in at 870-870. Let me see if they can get to all of these. Hey, Todd, I noticed some people know that the politicians they like are lying to them and not telling them the truth through their faces, but they don't care as long as he or she cannot deliver on their promises, just as long as he is one of us, meaning their party. Another text that said, the sad fact is most people only vote for their party, not the individual candidate. Two wrongs do not make a right, and both parties are guilty of these campaign ads. Yes, they are. Edwards' military service should not have been attacked, nor should Rasponi be compared to David Duke. Why can't campaigns be on the issues and not degrading the man? In the end of the day, we have to love one another and get along. Hate versus hate is getting us nowhere. Another text that says, for a candidate to be accepted at West Point, he must apply directly to the academy as well as have a recommendation from a politician, usually a member of Congress. Seems to me that kind of starts out political. Yes, that's one of the requirements to get into the United States Military Academy or West Point. You have to be, I mean, there's a whole list of requirements to get in. And one of them is you have to apply for a nomination. And you have to be, well, the general qualifications are you got to be at least 17, but not 23 years or older, be a U.S. citizen, cannot be married, cannot be pregnant, cannot be legally responsible for child support. So they have to join in, and part of the nomination is they have to apply for a nomination, and you do that to locate your congressional representative, either U.S. House member or Senate member or the vice president or even the president can recommend you to West Point. And that's what it is. They have to nominate you for that. And then from there, they then go through. Just being nominated doesn't mean you get in. They then go through all your other qualifications, and it's a threefold step to admission. They got to have physical requirements. You got to have the academic requirements. And leadership requirements, which is what falls under having the recommendation or being nominated for it. 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. Here's another one. Says, love the cold weather. I'm getting older now, and my whole body aches, and I feel the cold now. But I still love the colder weather. Another text talking about cold weather. Where was it? Cold weather all the way. Another text that says, I like the cold. Let's see. I like it when it is cold. Even a lot of those texts. Cold. Someone just texts cold with the little picture. It looks like a snowman on there. I don't think we're going to get any snow out of this, but it's wishful thinking. Let's see. Another text. I'm a registered independent, have been for years. I vote for candidates, not parties. Someone else says, the idea of thinking for yourself is beyond many people. Someone says, political action committee should be banned. And let's see, people hear what they want to hear when it comes to attack ads. Let's go to, is this Augie? Let's go to Augie. Hey, Augie, thanks for calling WWL.
Thank you for having me on. I think a few calls back, his name was Mike, really spoke about John McCain and how he was treated politically for being a captive. And a short time, I don't know exactly how long it was, he was offered the opportunity because his father was a high-ranking admiral. Mm-hmm. And he was offered the opportunity to get released from a POW state in Vietnam because of that high ranking of his father. John McCain refused that. And he stayed mm-hmm. there, I think it's 5.5 years.
Yes.
I think that's amazing. That for him to do that, my God, and he was badly injured and everything, and I thought that was a terrible thing to say. Mm-hmm. I am a veteran, mm-hmm. U.S. Army artillery. In October of 1962, I was 20 miles from the East German border in Germany, stationed there during the Cuban Missile Crisis, scared to death, mm-hmm. as like most of the other people that I served with. I can say a little bit about West Point graduates. The officers who I knew, who I was under, I was an enlisted man myself. The West Point officers were by far the better men that I encountered, military officers that I encountered while I was in the military. They were very, very fine, well-trained, brave men. I admired them even more. And I think for the Louisiana public to even think that West Point would have a bad attitude toward John Bell Edwards is a terrible thing to do. My God, he served. He was mm-hmm. an officer. He was airborne. He was a ranger. He did that for Louisiana and the United States of America. And all of these people who call up condemning him for that person, for that reason, what they're really reacting to is their own personal fear of the future. What is going to happen to the white guy in about 20 or 30 years? They will be in the minority, because there will be more African Americans and Hispanics that will overcome the majority of the white guys. And this is the whole thing, that they always follow these lines that Trump and other people have.
Well, already in the United States, I believe Hispanics have outnumbered African Americans as far as minority. I believe they've surpassed
them. Yeah. Right. Combine those two. I forgot what the date was, 2030 or something like that, where white guys are going to truly be the minority in this country. I have a very good friend of mine who is a very right-wing individual. I was born and raised in Louisiana and still live here. And I am quite liberal in my beliefs, as everyone should recognize what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But I play it really calm and easy. So I can truly recognize what white guys, most particularly in the state of Louisiana, how they are reacting to things politically. And finally, to one of my friends, I admitted that I was far more liberal than they were, and I got quite upset on the stances that they took. And they said, well, what the hell? What should we do? And I said, have a love affair with a black woman and learn Spanish. You'll be just fine.
All right, Augie. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for my time here.
All right, thanks for calling. That was an interesting solution at the end there by Augie, huh? Yeah, demographics are changing. Demographics are changing throughout the country. If you look out throughout the years, for a while, it looked like African-Americans would eventually catch up to white Americans, but now Hispanics are the largest growing minority group. So who's to say what's gonna hold in the future? I think it's still going to be a while before either one of those groups becomes the majority in this country. But if things are going the way they should be, and if you look at things the way you should look at them how I look at them. They're all people. People are people. So I think if we stop looking at this demographic against this demographic and just look at people, and eventually we're all going to be blended together as one. So I don't think in the future we're even going to be worried about that sort of thing. That would be my hope, because it really gets tiring after a while to think about all that and to talk about race and this and that and everything. It just gets tiresome. And to me, I think it's everyone is the same. Everyone has their own opinions. Some people, no matter which race they are, lean left, lean right, on all the spectrums. You have black conservatives. You have Hispanic conservatives. You have white conservatives. You have white liberals. You have black liberals. You have Hispanic liberals. I don't think your race has anything to do with how you vote or how you identify yourself politically. That's my two cents. 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. We'll take a break and be right back. Todd Vanessa's in for Scoot. Got a line open for you if you want to get in on the conversation. This is WWL. And welcome back. Todd Vanessa's in for Scoot. Here are the numbers, 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. Did you see this with Alex Trebek on Jeopardy yesterday? I'm going to say this guy's name. I'm sure I'm getting it wrong. Dhruv Gawars, I think that was the contestant. His answer on the final Jeopardy yesterday that aired, he didn't know the answer. He was losing. So he went ahead and bet enough. I think he ended up with $5 when it was all said and done. But the answer that he wrote almost brought Alex Trebek to tears. He wrote, "We love you, Alex." As you know, Alex Trebek is going through stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And when Trebek read his answer, you could tell he choked up and didn't know what to say. And then, being the professional he is, moved on to the next two answers, but you could tell that he was a little choked up by it. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about Alex Trebek. He's going to continue working as long as he can, he says, and continue to fight it. But last we heard, he's going through another round of chemo and trying to attack it and get rid of the pancreatic cancer, stage 4 cancer. But he says he's going to keep fighting for as long as he can. And, you know, my goodness, if you had to say, you couldn't imagine one show without the host. You know, we thought for years we couldn't imagine The Price is Right without Bob Barker. And then Drew Carey comes in and does an admirable job, although they are canceling. I think this is the last year of The Price is Right. They're taking it off the air. But I can't remember. I know Alex Trebek was not the original host of Jeopardy, but he has made himself so ingrained in that show, I can't imagine anyone else hosting it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if Mr. Trebek can no longer go on hosting the show. 504-260-1870, or you can text at 870-870. Here's a text talking about the cold. For cold, you can always add more layers of clothes, but you can only take so much off for the heat. Yeah, that is true. Another text talking about the cold. I think someone else said the same thing. Oh, don't worry about the cold. In 50 years, it will never be cold again. I guess referring to global warming or climate change. Let's see here. Another one. That says cold is better. Yeah, another one. You can always put on more clothes. I like the cold, not the wind. Someone says love the cold, can always get warm, but can't always get cool in the summer. People that like the cold don't have to work in it like I do. Bring the heat back. Someone else says screw this cold weather. I'm moving to Hawaii. And another text, you can't ski in heat. Well, you can water ski, but it's not the same. I understand what they're saying. Let's get back to the phones to Tony in Harahan. Hey, Tony, thanks for calling WWL.
One of your callers called in and called John Bel Edwards a liar because he raised taxes when he said he wouldn't. Mm-hmm. He was confused with Bobby Jindal, Bobby Jindal said he wouldn't raise taxes. What John Bel Edwards said was, I have no plans to raise taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But when the Republican legislature refused to produce a balanced budget, they had no alternative but to raise taxes to produce a balanced budget.
Right. That's right. Thanks, Tony.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for clearing that up. 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. Here's the one that says, I like the cold because my beer does not get hot so fast. Art Fleming, that's it. Art Fleming hosted Jeopardy before Alex Trebek. And for years, people thought the show wouldn't go on without Art Fleming. So, and then Alex took it on. He's been there forever. And, yeah, I don't know if what would happen without it. I'm sure they would get someone else to continue hosting it, but for an entire generation, maybe even two, it will seem strange without Alex Trebek there. Let's see here. Let's go back to the phones to David. Hey, David, thanks for calling WWL.
Well, thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
You had talked about the U.S. military academies.
Yeah, West Point, yeah.
West Point. Well, there's something special about the United States Coast Guard Academy, and I think you'll appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
They do not use political appointments. You do not have to have congressmen or senators' signatures. And the reason was, when it was founded, the first administrator or admiral of the Coast Guard said, we don't want to lower the standards or lower the quality of the candidates. So mm-hmm. No more political appointees. They all have to qualify on their own merit.
Okay.
So the Coast Guard Academy, if they've gone to the Coast Guard Academy, it's on what they are, not who they know, which is pretty cool.
That is cool. That is good to know.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. David, did you go to the Coast Guard Academy?
No, but my son is in his second year there right now. He's a cadet there right now.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm real proud of him, of course.
Yeah. Thank him for his service. People always forget the Coast Guard when we talk about service, but they are a branch of the military as well.
They really are.
Yeah.
They actually are.
People forget about that. All right, David, I thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for the comments. 504-260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. Somebody says Coast Guard is the toughest academy to get into. Someone else says, the winter is my money-making time. I deliver propane. Here's a text that says, Morgan Freeman would be the best new Jeopardy host. I would think they'd want to get a younger person to stay there a while. I'm just guessing. Someone asked, please repeat what you just said about The Price is Right being canceled. Yeah, this is the final year of The Price is Right. It's either this year or next year, but they are ending The Price is Right. I saw Drew Carey talking about it, so I don't know. Some people are saying they don't see it, but it was reported on one of the entertainment shows that it would be moving on. CBS wouldn't be airing it or carrying it or canceled it for The Price is Right. Let's see here. Jeopardy will be fine without Alex Trebek. Price is Right continued on and still is strong even after Bob Barker left. That is true as well. Pat Sajak had emergency surgery. Yeah, we know about that too. That's another one with the Wheel of Fortune. He wasn't the original host. It was Chuck Woolery, if I remember correctly, for Wheel of Fortune. And then Pat Sajak took over when Chuck left it. And it was completely different. You didn't just win money. You used to have to go shopping for prizes. Anybody remember that? When you got to stay home? See, when you got to stay home from school in the 70s, when you were sick, you got to watch all this stuff. And that's how I know all this is... When I'd stay home from school, I'd get to watch The Price is Right and then Wheel of Fortune. And they had a lot of game shows on back then. But now back then with Wheel of Fortune, you used to win the money and then you had to take the money that you won and go shopping for prizes. So they'd have like this big display with prices on it. And you say, okay, Chuck, I'd like the ceramic Dalmatian. It seemed like they always bought the ceramic Dalmatian for $500. I don't know why, but it was always there. And then I'll take the trip to Acapulco for $1,000 and so forth and so on. So that's how it used to be instead of just giving you the money. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our text off. We're going to do that? Okay. We have our song text off when we come back, so get ready for that. I hope you'll like the two songs that we picked. It'll be interesting. I'm Todd Manessis in for Scoot. We'll take a break and be right back. You are listening to WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.